এসো হে বৈশাখ, এসো এসো, এসো হে বৈশাখ, এসো এসো।
Hi, I'm Rumi from Bangladesh, living in Chittagong.
Hello, I am Tamanna, I am come from Bangladesh.
Hello, I'm Saiful from Bangladesh, Global Actions Volunteer.
I am Kim from Crawley, UK.
Hi, I'm Sam and I'm from Oxford.
And what brings you all to Edinburgh?
Global Exchange.
যাক পুরাতন স্মৃতি যাক ভুলে যাওয়া।
I'm a volunteer, Global Exchange volunteer. Global Exchange is a program run by BSN, British Council. I'm working with IFA, Edinburgh Interfaith Association. Actually, they work on the diversity, on the religion diversity.
My work placement name Edinburgh Mela.
I am now working with the Greenworks. So they are the environmental friendly works. So it's the kind of charity shop. They are the collect the odds and the environmental supported element.
So you're all working with totally different charities all over the city. That's really interesting. I think I'm right in saying they're working with 8 different charities in total in the city. Is that right, Lizzie?
Yeah. Because there's each Bangladeshi kind of young person is partnered with a person from the UK, and then they have work partners. So yeah, there's different pairs working in. How many pairs are there?
Eight
pairs. Yeah, so with 8 different organisations. So and Sam's working with CORE, which is another different one. So.
Okay. Now Sam, you're one of the partners, but you're not from Edinburgh either, are you? You've come up to spend some time in the city. So the city's unfamiliar to you as well?
Yeah, the city is pretty unfamiliar. We've had a few days, myself, Saiful and Rumi, stayed in a hostel because we didn't have a host home straight away because not many people are insane enough to take 3 20-year-old plus boys in their house for any period of time longer than maybe one night.
But you've got a host family now? Someone's taking you in, have they?
Yes, for the next 2 weeks.
And which project are you working with? You, I presume you have to work with the project as well in the city.
Yes, I'm working in North Edinburgh with CORE. I think they mainly operate around like the Pilton Muir House area.
And what kind of work do they do?
It's all to do with racial equality and celebrating diversity between races, trying to eliminate discrimination.
Lizzie, you are acting as a host for some people, aren't you? You've got them in your family home here in Marchmont. Tell me a bit about that. What's that like?
So far it's been great. They've been here about kind of 4 or 5 days. And yeah, it's great. We had a spare room and I just saw a flyer about the host family when I was in the Cameo Cinema. So I just thought it was something different and it would be great for a bit of a cultural experience as well. Having someone from Bangladesh staying. I've never been to Bangladesh, so I thought I could learn about the country and the culture. I think Tamanna is going to learn to love my cooking. It's kind of a sliding scale at the moment from probably finding it disgusting, and it'll be delicious in 12 weeks' time. And Tamanna cooked for us on Saturday, and that was great.
How did that go?
Saiful's a good cook.
I am cooking rice and vegetable mixed curry.
And did it go well? Was it a good dish?
Really good.
Tell me a bit more about your impressions of the city and Edinburgh. I know you haven't been here very long, but what's it like coming to the city? What impression does it give you?
Before coming here, I was just waiting to explore the city. The city is really nice, very historical. And one thing I can remember, I went to the National Art Gallery. It was really awesome experience. I want to go again there.
And is it the first time for all of you to come to Scotland? Is this a new thing for you?
Yeah.
I think, was it the first time for all of them, I think, to be in an aeroplane?
Yeah.
I think, like, I've never... I don't think anyone had left Bangladesh before. So I think even a part of the programme, so it's an exchange programme, so they've just spent 3 months in Bangladesh, but they've all been in sort of a different area of Bangladesh to where they live as well. So I think even that was... an experience.
Like, so you volunteered for 3 months in Bangladesh, but in a part of Bangladesh you'd never been to before, is that right?
We'd never been before there.
And what kind of work did you do back there then?
I worked in the ESSORT. It was a program. Actually, our placement was in the such a remote area of Bangladesh, and when the monsoon starts, it's flooded 4 months under the water. That time people have no work to do, nothing to eat. They depend on the relief from the government of the NGOs. And I worked in a project, ESSOT. It's called ESSOT. It's a new NGO. And they work on microcredit, then provide the legal aid to the poor people because it's really expensive, that's why. And they work on the children rights, women abuse, human rights, everything, that's kind of work.
And kind of finally, what do you think you're going to do after you finish the project and you go back? And are you going to be able to use any of the stuff you've learned?
Yeah, actually, the term volunteering is new concept to us as well as in the Bangladesh, because Bangladesh is not familiar with the volunteering. So I'm studying in a university in my town. It's really, I made a good friend circle there. So I think I will work on the volunteering there. I'll try to do something to make popular in volunteering in my country. Pahala Boishak, the first day of Bangla New Year.
And what will you be doing? So it's the Bangladeshi New Year. What will you be doing?
What we are doing? Actually, I have no idea. But as far I know, after our work hour, we are going to meet everyone with our traditional dress, shari, Punjabi. That's all.
And describe the dress. What do you wear for that?
We are dressing shari, all Bengali girl. This color red and white.
I'm going to wear a maroon color Punjabi.
We are celebrated in this country the Happy New Year in Bangla.
So it's the Bangladeshi equivalent of Hogmanay, basically. But you didn't know about it till just then, did you, Lizzie?
No, none of us knew. It's a surprise. So we'll all be celebrating. Yeah, big feast.
Very good. Very good.
They're cooking.